KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We've had a little bit of light rain during the past hour, just a trace of precipitation. We do look for some light drizzle or freezing drizzle possible this morning, otherwise cloudy skies today, and a high around 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-4100. In the news, hundreds of Iowa high school students may lose access to required foreign language classes if lawmakers don't provide a cash infusion to a state-run initiative. The program is called Iowa Learning Online, and Iowa Department of Education Director Ryan Weiss uses the shorthand ILO when discussing it.
It is virtually impossible to get the fees and the demand at a point where ILO pays for itself.
The program was launched 6 years ago with an annual budget of $1.5 million in state tax money. That funding ended 3 years ago, and schools are now charged $260 for each online course offered to each student. Once the fees went into effect, enrollment dropped by 40%, and Weiss said federal funding to supplement those fees is no longer available.
Really, without a state appropriation at this point, there's not a sustainable path forward.
That's especially critical for students in rural Iowa, according to Weiss. Nearly 75% of the Iowa Learning Online courses being taken now are foreign languages.
So if ILO were to go away after this year, what you see is a big gap in opportunities, especially for rural schools that may struggle to get that world language teacher, that Spanish teacher or French teacher to come in. We're able to offer French, Spanish, German, Chinese, Japanese, all online. And so this really meets a need in our schools.
Weiss says about 1,700 Iowa high school students are enrolled in the program's online courses for this school year. He's asking the legislature and the governor to provide $500,000 in state tax dollars so the program can continue into the next school year. Students from Iowa and several other states will soon be able to pay in-state tuition rates at South Dakota's public universities. That state's Board of Regents approved the new policy for the so-called South Dakota Advantage earlier this month. Regents President Kevin Schieffer says there's already a reciprocity agreement with Minnesota.
Pilot programs have been successful enough. We're now applying it to the surrounding states and doing a little more testing. So it has been a positive thing. Not only has it generated more revenue, but it also is great for workforce development in South Dakota.
He says 30% of students who go to South Dakota end up joining the state's workforce upon graduation from college. Schieffer says they have some targets to hit with incoming students from Iowa and others.
We need to attract another roughly 80 students from those states to make it break even or do a little better than break even. And there's some confidence that we will be able to surpass break-even.
Schieffer says the expanded policy could help control in-state tuition rates. At least that's the goal.
This is a calculated business decision. Every dollar we can raise in out-of-state money takes pressure off of tuition increases for the resident rate.
The new program is for students from Iowa as well as Wyoming, North Dakota, Nebraska, and Colorado. The policy begins with the 2019 summer term. Well, instead of giving her a ticket, two Iowa sheriff's deputies treated a woman to a Christmas shopping spree after pulling her over. Jasper County Sheriff Reserve Deputies Rod Eilander and Nathan Popenhagen pulled the woman over for not having license plates on her truck. When asked if she was ready for Christmas, she said no. Eilander told the radio or TV station KCCI that the woman had no money, was out of gas, and was on her way to borrow $10 from a friend to buy dinner for her kids. Eilander said he and Popenhagen decided to buy her children gifts. They picked up a football, a bucket of slime, earrings, and a new backpack at Walmart. And then other people at the store started taking part in the act of kindness. Out of nowhere, he says, an angel walked up to us and handed her a $50 Walmart gift card. A different customer gave the woman $20. Someone in the parking lot pitched in another $20, and the deputies gave her $20 for dinner. The deputies then wrapped the presents at the Jasper County Sheriff's Office while the woman went through donated clothing at the jail. Eilander said, my heart is full tonight being with the ones I loved and to spread the holiday cheer to others less fortunate than me. Authorities say a man stole nearly $37,000 from his mother while they lived in a smelly Dubuque residence. Filled with trash, Dubuque County court records say 35-year-old Michael Woods is charged with dependent adult abuse, and Woods' preliminary hearing is scheduled for this Friday. Police say that Woods and a 75-year-old mother, Barbara Gebhardt, who had been living as squatters in the lower level of a residence that had been owned by a woman who died in February of 2017. Officers sent to check the residence found Gebhardt in a room that was filled with trash and junk and smelled of mold, rotting garbage, feces, and urine. The woman was taken to a hospital. Iowans are warned to think before they click if they see a familiar celebrity like Oprah or Ellen on a pop-up ad pitching products for skincare, losing weight, or boosting memory. Jim Haggerty, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Omaha Council Bluff, says many of those ads are scams and they're rigged to rope you in.
People don't read the fine print, even if the fine print is there, and they think that they're just getting like a week's trial or a month's trial, and all they have to do is pay for shipping. But when they pay for that shipping, they're agreeing to have that product shipped to them month after month after month and have those charges reoccur on their cards.
The con artists who produce the pop-ups don't really have an endorsement of the celebrity you see, he says, and more scams seem to appear as fast as they're being shut down.
They're like whack-a-mole. I mean, most of them are operating out of Florida. There's been some FTC action, and there's been a couple of these operations shut down. But here's the deal. Because individual loss might be $180, $200, you know, there's not any individuals that are losing like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Whatever amount you may have lost on the worthless products, Haggerty says it's important to let the authorities know, as well as the nearest office of the Better Business Bureau.
We want them to report it to the BBB because we can compile that data, and when state losses or local losses get to a certain threshold, then the government can take action.
Haggerty says this type of scam is estimated to have bilked Americans out of $1.3 billion in the past 10 years. Finally, in state news, the Sioux Honey Association Co-op in Sioux City wants Americans to know who their honey comes from, and they've launched a national campaign. Co-op Chairman Rob Booman says the campaign features the faces and stories of local beekeepers across the country.
It's our product. We're putting a domestic honey on the shelf. I'm not doing anything to it that damages it.
He says they work hard to make sure they keep up the standards.
We're checking ourselves constantly, the testing protocols and stuff, to make sure that the honey our members produce, any honey we purchase, is what it says it is.
The Sioux Honey Association was established in Sioux City in 1921 to operate based on what's best for its beekeepers, its honey, and its customers. That's a check of the news on KJAN, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for a great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.